15 agencies receive the bulk of Freedom of Information Act requests each year. In fact, they account for 90% of the requests made to the federal government over the past 2 years. The Center for Effective Government has evaluated their performance in three areas: the agency's FOIA rules, its FOIA website, and how quickly and completely it handles the FOIA requests themselves. Sean Moulton is the Director of Open Government Policy at the Center for Effective Government. He joins me now with the 2015 Access to Information Scorecard. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So it looks from the scorecard that the government basically isn't very good at this.
We've had FOIA around for about 50 years, and apparently we are still struggling greatly to do a good job with this. Only two agencies got very good scores. Department of Agriculture got a solid B overall, and Social Security Administration got a B-.
And I noticed that the worst performing agency in almost every measure, including overall, and including, the disclosure rules and, well, everything, is the State Department. And, of course, the State Department is the one where we are finding out that the secretary's email for 4 years wasn't even on government systems subject to FOIA or any documents that might have been stored there. And so is there a pattern here with the State Department?
Well, it certainly fits in with the story we've been hearing from the secretary. They have by far the worst processing and the lowest scoring rule, and it seems to indicate a systemic problem. They had a bad score last year. They had a bad score this year. There's a huge gap between them and the next lowest performing agency overall. So most of the agencies we saw were along a scale. They were towards the bottom end of the scale, but we saw agencies, you know, that did slightly better and slightly better and slightly better. But the State Department was in a class by themselves.
And so what do you attribute that to? I mean, what is any department not doing? Is it a matter of resources? Is it a matter of the top not caring, or what is it?
It's a combination of things. I mean, I think resources is a very big aspect. If you're seeing this as some sort of add-on process that you have to do, you're required to do it, and it's not part of your real job as an agency, then you're always going to give it short shrift, and you're going to need staff to process these requests quickly. State Department knows that it handles a lot of sensitive information, and they're going to need more staff to review this material closely in order to decide what's going to be released and not released. The other part, though, is setting up processes that allow you to do things more quickly. Whether it's figuring out what information you can proactively release and put out there and not wait for requests, or if it's setting up better review systems through which material can be, often has to go to different departments, and figuring out a way that can be streamlined so that you're not sitting around waiting for someone to look at it and everyone else has looked at it, that you don't have these snags in your process.
And just one small point of fact, when you rate someone on their fulfillment, that could be not necessarily granting the FOIA request, but at least telling the person, no, we can't fulfill it. That also counts as closure?
Absolutely. To be timely, under FOIA, you're supposed to respond within 20 business days. And that can be a denial. You're supposed to give them a final answer inside 20 business days. To put it in perspective, the State Department, when you look at all of the requests that they respond to, they get to 1% inside of 20 days. And even when you look at 40 business days, they only respond to 3% inside 40 business days.
It strikes me, though, that if you are a FOIA officer, I mean, let me make an analogy. If you have to have a college degree, or it's preferable, and you can spend many years learning to be a contracting officer, for example, to buy stuff on behalf of the government, would seem to me that being a FOIA fulfillment officer would require an enormous amount of knowledge and judgment and experience. And it seems to me that should be considered a profession unto itself. Do most agencies look at it that way?
There's been a movement in recent years to treat it exactly like that, to treat it as a career track inside of government, and to recognize that the people learning to do this well, do it effectively, really have developed their own set of skills, and that should be acknowledged and supported. It's hard to say whether or not every agency really is treating all of their FOIA staff that way, or if it's just the senior staff that are being acknowledged for that expertise. But there is that movement just under this administration to try and strengthen that kind of career path inside government.
We're speaking with Sean Moulton. He's director of Open Government Policy at the Center for Effective Government. And a corollary to that, it seems to me, would be that the FOIA officer should be someone independent of the program people and the political appointees, and should make the FOIA request approval or non-approval based on some objective policy and not on whether it's going to embarrass somebody because of a current news situation, say, I don't know, Benghazi in the case of the State Department, or, you know, gun running in the case of the Homeland Security Department.
That is the idea. Agencies are supposed to be making these decisions based solely on standard withholding exemptions that exist inside of the law. But there's a big one that's referred to as B5. It's interagency communications, and it's a lot of agencies use it to very broadly withhold information about their own decision-making, their own internal mechanisms. And we feel, and a lot of people outside of government feel, to do exactly what you're saying, to withhold information that would be embarrassing, not information that would be harmful to national security or actual long-term governmental interests, just embarrassing.
So the intergovernmental aspect of it is a grounds for denial, perhaps wrongly, in other words.
Well, everyone understands that there is going to be some information that's pre-decisional, that's attorney-client protected, that sort of thing. But the honest truth is, when the government makes a decision, some of the most interesting aspects of that are going to be, how did we arrive at this decision? How did we take this action? And when it's a very important decision or action, there's more public interest in figuring out why we did that. If we spent a lot of money or we put a lot of resources towards something, sometimes risked a lot of lives, then people, I think, have a right to understand how we got there. And that means talking about and finding out more about the discussion and the points that were being raised before the decision was made. And so I think then we have to change where the line is drawn.
All right, so we have beat up on State Department a lot and talked about some of the standards here. Tell us about a couple of agencies that were not too bad at FOIA requests.
Sure. The Department of Agriculture made a real jump this year compared to the score they got last year, and we were very impressed with it. They moved up 10 points. Last year they were sort of a middle, right in the middle of the road C. But they moved up to a B. And looking at all their numbers and what they did, I would say one of the big things is they did put more resources towards this. They put basically a 30% increase in their staff from last year to this year. It brought down the caseload, the per-person caseload of requests that they were processing, and they were able to respond more quickly, get more information out the door. It really improved their processing score dramatically.
So if the budget is an expression of your philosophy, then the Agriculture Department's a pretty good object lesson in FOIA fulfillment.
I think they are, especially that you can make a difference, a significant difference, in 1 year. They weren't as far down the scale as State Department, but to make a 10-point jump in your processing or in your overall score in 1 year is impressive. And I should point out Social Security Administration They were, a solid B minus last year. They're a B minus this year. They do a great job. They handle a high number of requests. They're lucky that a lot of their requests are quite simple. People just requesting the Social Security records of, a relative, a deceased family member, or something like that. And they've learned how to do them very quickly. But they've been doing a good job very consistently, and they deserve credit for that.
Sean Moulton is Director of Open Government Policy at the Center for Effective Government. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.